It is often noted that much of the land in the West is owned by the federal government, roughly half the land in the state of Oregon, a lower percentage in California. In southwest Oregon, the Medford District of the Bureau of Land Management is responsible for 866,000 acres of land. That's a big chunk, and it's the big chunk now under the guidance of a relatively new district manager. Elizabeth Burkhart is the Medford District Manager at the Bureau of Land Management. She moves to Oregon from a previous BLM posting in Utah and is our guest in the studio today. Good to have you here, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. Good to have you here. You're from Missouri originally, I noticed. And at some point, do people say, hey, I want to work for BLM someday? I mean, does that enter into people's lives early?
I definitely think so. The way I kind of came into BLM was I actually started off studying anthropology and archaeology and came into the student program for the Bureau of Land Management and discovered it was really an opportunity to apply science on the ground and apply those skills in this broader context, which I think speaks to a lot of the professionals that we have working in the BLM and across the federal government.
You know, I've spent 4 years in Missouri myself, and it's not like people knew a lot about the BLM there. Does it seem like BLM's presence increases as you move further west?
Oh, absolutely. By far, the vast majority of the 260 million acres that are managed by the BLM are in the west. I believe in the eastern states, it's around, it's less than 100,000 acres. So definitely it's a much larger presence in the West.
So you mentioned your training in anthropology, archaeology. Mm-hmm. Focused on what primarily?
Focused on rock art primarily, prehistoric, but really I was very interested in how people use the landscape around them and how we interpret our cultural landscapes. So I think that really applies to, you know, what I do today and our modern day culture and how we all use our public lands and what they mean to all of us.
So in naming someone with your skills to the, mm-hmm. the Medford District directorship, is it an effort to beef up anthropology, archaeology offerings in the Medford District?
I don't know that it's specifically the skill that they were looking for. We certainly have some tremendous historic resources. For example, the Zane Grey Cabin was just listed on the National Register of Historic Places. But I think that really it speaks to ensuring that we have leadership that communicates with our publics, which I think has been ongoing in the Medford District, and I'm just one more step in kind of that line and trend.
The Zane Grey Cabin on the Rogue River, I presume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where?
It's in the Grants Pass resource area.
Okay. There are three resource areas within the Medford District, right?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So
the Ashland, Butte Falls, and Grants Pass.
All right. So To back up just a bit, mm-hmm. in general terms about the BLM, how different is the job from place to place? I mean, you were not a district manager in Utah, is that right?
Correct. In Utah, I was a field office manager, so managed a resource area. The difference between BLM, as you go throughout the BLM, the differences include the types of resources that we manage. For example, where I came from was very much part of the Great Basin and kind of the base of the Colorado Plateau. And, you know, here we're in the middle of Western Oregon and really tremendous forest resources. But the things that stay the same are really the contributions that these lands make to our communities, the contributions that they make to the economy, and the way that we are challenged with bringing together a lot of diverse perspectives to come out with good decisions for sustainable yield.
Elizabeth Burkhart is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the new Medford District Manager at the Bureau of Land Management. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions, comments, suggestions perhaps. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So let's go a little further to the timber part of things, because it's unusual for BLM to be in the timber business. Western Oregon is one of the few parts of the country where it is. Is that correct?
That's correct. A lot of the forest resources on public lands were set aside for the U.S. Forest Service. So we are very unique in that standpoint in Western Oregon.
How much of a prep did you get before you assume the job in Medford, because of the fact that there is not only the fact that there is the management of the lands, but
right.
all of, as you mentioned, the competing interests mm-hmm. in what goes on in the land. The counties want lots of timber cutting mm-hmm. because that increases their their general fund budgets. Timber industry obviously wants trees cut. Mm-hmm. Environmentalists, conservation groups, animal protectors don't want that many trees cut. This is a constant tension in the district.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the first things that first briefings I got on the ground when I got here was actually about the direction with the new resource management plan for Western Oregon and how we're hoping that that can help give some certainty to all of those groups and how we move forward and help solve a lot of those issues. So I was well aware that there's many challenges, but one of the things that has been most exciting to me since I've arrived here is just how engaged the numerous publics that we have are and how the engagement and professionalism of the folks that I work with at the BLM was not a surprise to me, but it's just a very exciting team to join.
Is there a rep for the Medford District around the BLM? I wonder if it's like, oh boy, you're going to southwestern Oregon. Geez, you're in the middle of all the timber stuff there.
No, I got a lot of folks calling and saying, congratulations, you get to go to Western Oregon. It's a very exciting place to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Good to know. How quickly do you have to get up to speed on individual issues within the district? And I ask this specifically because over the last week, we have talked to one of your people and mm-hmm. And a timber industry rep and a community rep about the Ned's Bar mm-hmm. Forest management project out in the Little Applegate Valley. So I can imagine on day two of your job here, you're going, what's a Ned's Bar?
Well, certainly folks, Christy Mastrofini, I did hear her interview and talk to her about this project. And, it's great to have a team that is really well-versed in the projects that they manage on the ground. I think the field managers here are so engaged that that's been really important and really trust that they are bringing things to my attention as fast as they can to try to get me up to speed.
Is BLM keeping much institutional memory as the years go by? I mean, it's great that you have field managers mm-hmm. who know the specific projects going on and people working on the resource management plan, stuff like that. But we're also talking about a period in history when a lot of people who worked for decades for the BLM, baby boomers, are now of retirement age and are getting out. And I just wonder how what the average age is among the employees of the BLM. I imagine it's descending rapidly. And how you manage to preserve knowledge of what has been done before mm-hmm. or whether perhaps, in some people's opinion, it's a better thing that you don't.
Well, I think that we definitely go to – you bring up a very real concern for us at the Bureau is preserving that institutional memory. We do that in a lot of different forms through our documentation. We have a lot of folks who, even after they retire, they want to come back and volunteer for the BLM or work with the BLM in a different capacity. We also have a tremendous organization, the Public Lands Foundation, which engages many folks who – have retired from the BLM and are really engaged in continually engaged in public lands issues for that exact purpose and carrying on that message.
Is timber the big nut with the Medford District BLM? Is that always the biggest thing on your plate that is going to require the most of your time and attention and staff resources?
I think by far timber is probably the largest program that we have at the Medford District BLM. One of the things that we do notice, though, is that there are increasing uses on the public domain lands as well. We have a tremendously increasing recreation industry in this area, and the public in general is just rediscovering public lands or maybe discovering them for the first time. So we have a lot of different interests, but by far timber is absolutely a focus.
The Resource Management Plan, the RMP, mm-hmm. recently completed.
We're still waiting for a record of decision. A proposed resource management plan was issued last spring.
Okay, but this covers not just timber management, but also grazing and recreational use and everything, I would assume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And have you had a chance to peruse that document yet?
yes, I've looked at the high points. By far, though, we're going to be the biggest issues that it addresses are really focused on timber and implementing the recovery plan for the northern spotted owl. And hopefully, you know, hearing some of the concern over lack of certainty with production of timber on public lands, we're really hopeful that this will give certainty to all of those publics on how are we going to protect resources, how are we going to protect our watersheds, how are we going to conserve these species, and also how are we going to meet those mandates for timber harvest on ONC lands.
You're certainly making the media rounds. Obviously, mm-hmm. you're here, but I just wonder how much you've had a chance to visit with the likes of county commissioners, for example, who really have an interest in making sure that the timber cut rises. Mm-hmm. If you've had visits from timber industry people, environmental groups, all the usual players in interest, stakeholders in the timber game.
Yes, I have, and I would really, all of my interactions with folks have been really, really positive. So I think one of the things that really characterizes the Medford District and Medford, Oregon, is just how integrated the BLM is with the Forest Service, with the Oregon Department of Forestry, with the counties, with their commissioners, and with the various publics that we have. We also have a resource advisory council that is in place, and they help us as well develop guidance for our area. So one of the unique things about the Medford District and this area is really the interspersed land patterns that we have. And so you can't you really can't go it alone. You really have to be working together with all of those entities in our communities in order to accomplish what we need to on the ground.
When you say interspersed, you're talking about the checkerboard?
Yes.
Yeah, because when the railroad land grants were given, mm-hmm. it was a square mile section for BLM, or what is now BLM, a square
right.
mile section of private land and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it on a map, it's a checkerboard. So you don't generally have title to an entire watershed, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Long shot.
Mm-hmm. Right. We do have some larger blocks in the western portion of the district, and also in the southeastern portion, there's the Cascades-Siskiyou National Monument, which are some larger blocks. So they're, you know, there's a little something for everybody in the Medford District, which is one of the things I really love.
Have you been given a free pass to explore things like swapping blocks? I know BLM had talked about blocking up land was the expression 15, 20 years ago about trying to make sure that you can get more contiguity on the landscape.
You know, that's a conversation that I really haven't had as far as kind of the longer term implications across the BLM. Certainly those are proposals that folks can engage in to kind of reduce some conflicts. How that overlays with the complex legal mandates between the ONC lands and the public domain lands, I'm really afraid I can't speak to it today.
Elizabeth Burkhardt is relatively new as the Medford District Manager at the Bureau of Land Management. You're still welcome to join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So how daunting is it to come into a job where you not only have a resource management plan not quite finished, but you know that pretty much any timber sale you put out, you're probably going to get at least an administrative challenge, if not a lawsuit. BLM's been sued by the timber industry for not producing enough timber. So this is a fairly heated environment at the get-go.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, in terms of daunting, at any time you come into a new situation, there's some great responsibilities. But again, I would have to say that the professionalism of the entire team that we have in the Medford District has really made it a wonderful transition for me. And really, that's the sentiment that's really been expressed to me, not only from internal parties, but also from external parties. So again, I just, you know, will take this opportunity to give a shout out and thank everyone who has helped me make this transition so far.
We talked about the institutional memory and people leaving the BLM because they're ready to retire. I'm just curious about the other end of things, of what it's like to try to recruit people to an agency that does get a fair amount mm-hmm. of abuse. I mean, this is the agency across the West that more often than not is going to be in the middle of something. I mean, mm-hmm. everything from the cattle standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada, to timber stuff in Western Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a position that can offer, it's a job that can offer many challenges, but I think that's what's really exciting for a lot of our employees, is really being in the middle of, when we talk about multiple use and sustained yield, it's an area where we get to really engage folks to try to solve real-world problems. And those are the folks that really thrive in this environment. In terms of recruiting folks, I really like to try to bring folks in through these student programs. I was hired through a student program, and so it really changed my life, and I like to pass that on to folks as often as I can. Sitting here on the Southern Oregon University's campus, you know, I would put a plug in for, you know, anyone who is studying any number of things between science, public affairs, business. There's lots of different roles and ways that you can join our team and really engage in this public lands legacy.
Have you met with the folks from the Southern Oregon University Laboratory of Anthropology yet?
Not yet.
Okay, but they're doing what you have done
yes.
in the past, yeah, so that's a natural one too.
Yeah.
What would you say, Elizabeth, is the greatest challenge to the BLM in Southern Oregon, and what's the greatest strength of BLM in the Medford District?
I think the greatest challenge that we have in Medford, Oregon is really the number of demands that come onto public lands. You know, we have so many mandates between our, it's not just about the timber harvest, it's also about conserving endangered species and sensitive species. We also have tremendous recreation interest and recreation demands that we're trying to meet. All of those things together can put a lot of stress on our lands and make it very challenging to manage. The greatest strength, though, I think, is in the diversity of the team that we have on the ground and the relationships that people have clearly built within this community. I think that's where problem solving really starts, is with those relationships on the ground.
How many people do you employ at the Medford District of the BLM? And what's that number versus what existed historically?
We have a much smaller team than we did historically. We have had some funding shifts. We currently have 190 employees on our permanent employees on our table of organization. It can fluctuate with interns and folks coming in for specific purposes as well. Mm-hmm. And in large part, those folks are devoted to timber harvest, doing all of the activities on the ground that we need to do in order to ensure that we are sustaining those watersheds, that we are protecting the northern spotted owl, et cetera. And then we have a tremendous component of folks that are involved in our fuels management program, which is also dedicated to building, designing treatments so that they are building resiliency in our landscapes.
Always a lot to do, no
yes.
question. Elizabeth Burghardt is the new Medford District Manager at the Bureau of Land Management. Thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks.